There is a major crisis in the BBC this morning after two of its most senior executives resigned. The Director General, Tim Davie, and the Chief Executive of News, Deborah Turness, both quit following criticism that a BBC documentary broadcast last year misled viewers by editing a speech by the US President Donald Trump. The criticism emerged over clips which were spliced together from sections of a Trump speech on January 6, 2021, when he was accused of encouraging the mob attack on the US Capitol after he lost the election. Here's how it sounded in the documentary.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you. And we fight. We fight like hell.
But that was two different parts of President Trump's speech, which were edited together. This is what he actually said.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
Let's talk now to Scott Bryan, media commentator and broadcaster. Scott, good morning.
Morning.
This controversy, it's been churning around for a while now. The Panorama documentary was broadcast on October 28th last year, but the fallout has come to a head this weekend with the resignations of those very two very senior leaders in the BBC. How did we get to this point?
I mean, I think it started, that documentary, had aired some time ago. But then a former person on the an external advisor to the broadcaster's editorial standards, someone called Michael Prescott, he was frustrated at the fact that this, in his view, hadn't really been tackled. It had been discussed in the BBC in May, so the BBC had been sitting on it for a while. He then created a memo that was then given to the papers, essentially, over the course of the last week. So I think there had been expectation that the BBC should have apologised for this error sooner than what it ended up being. And I think essentially it led to, the BBC receiving quite a lot of criticism in the right-wing press over the course of the last week in regards to how this ever had taken place. But also a surprise that the BBC weren't able to get on top of it sooner, that there hadn't been an apology. But then I think to have the resignation of both Tim Davie and Deborah Turness was not a development that people were expecting. I guess for Deborah's part, she felt responsibility in regards to the error, but in terms of Tim Davie, I think it was more in regards to the fact that the BBC had been facing so many different controversies and over the course of the last year that he felt that this was the right time to go, perhaps being worn down by the number of them in quick succession.
Yes, there have been a series of controversies, hasn't there? The use of the son of a Hamas official for a documentary that was broadcast on the BBC. There was the Bob Villain controversy at Glastonbury and MasterChef as well. So a series of unfortunate events.
Yes, I think basically in the summer of this year, there's a annual report, which is when Tim Davie would have to be speaking to members of the British press. And when he was doing so, he highlighted that it had been a difficult period for him professionally and personally. I think just the ongoing glare of the heat of the criticism from the press and the papers, of course. And he implied, that he hoped that would be the end of it, to draw a line after a rather difficult period for the BBC. I think to some, including myself, I think that could be read of, well, if there's going to be more ongoing scandals, he wouldn't last that much longer. I guess he took the opportunity to think, well, the BBC is about to undergo charter renewal, which is a lengthy discussion with the government in regards to the future of the BBC. It has to do this every 10 years in regards to its funding. He probably felt that this would be the right time to go prior to those negotiations starting, rather than leaving in the middle and there being sort of a leadership power vacuum. I think also, in regards to ongoing scandals, I guess there's been a bit of a question about whether running an organisation with 21,000 employees is difficult for anyone to go and take for anyone to go and be in charge of, considering that a scandal that could be, you know, in the papers in one day could result in demands for your heads to roll the next. And it's quite difficult for anyone to be in charge of.
Scott, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Scott Bryan, media commentator and broadcaster based in the UK. It is 7:48.